Guys, all week have been talking about coaching. So as you looked at the tape, what's one thing that you can do on offense to help finish? Something concrete that people can
learn? Yeah, I think just continuing to pay attention to detail. And I know it's kind of cliche to say, but it's true. I mean, there's so many little errors that have occurred down in the red zone that have kind of kept us from finishing drives. You know, it's really been at every position. And I think, you know, continuing to have a big emphasis on that. I know it'll be huge this week, you know, with the previous week struggling to put up points and finish drives. And then it kind of carries over into finishing the game as well. You know, being able to mentally stay focused for four quarters and stay into it.
When you look at the numbers, you know, you see the passing yards, the rushing yards, the conversions on third down. Is it fair to say improvement this week is winning?
Yeah, I think so. I think everything else is kind of in place. So, I mean, I think the one more improvement would be to win, obviously. But I think, you know, we've kind of done everything. I think all our numbers are pretty good, you know, with the exception of offensive scoring, which, you know, kind of the bottom line is the only one that matters, right? So I think we got to continue to pay attention to the details in order to put up points, you know, consistently, you know, throughout the game.
A noticeable difference between the numbers in the first half and the second half. So everybody now wrapped up in halftime adjustments.
Right.
Now, how do things change in the course of a game? And can you guys put your finger on why, even in the win over Miami, things change from first half to second?
Yeah. You know, it's really hard to kind of point out and pick, you know, what goes wrong. You know, it's the same game plan with the same players running each play, right? So it's kind of hard to figure out why, you know, the lack of execution occurs in the second half. But I think it all stems back to the attention to detail, staying mentally locked in throughout the game, you know, really being able to be, you know, precise, you know, throughout the game and, you know, be able to finish like Gus talks about all the time.
Is there anything that happens at halftime, or is it more through the course of the game where you're making changes?
No, I mean, it's really, you know, at halftime we'll talk about, you know, certain things if we're struggling with things or if we want to attack different things. But I mean, it's the whole process of everything I think is really good. I think it's just a lack of execution throughout the game.
Talk about needing to score more points. If you fix whatever the problem is in the red zone, that kind of makes that go away, right?
Yeah, I think so, definitely. You know, because that's obviously, you know, you make big play, you're going to have big play touchdowns, you know, throughout the season, throughout games. But when you're, you know, like last week, I think, you know, in the second half, we were in their territory six times or something. So you got to be able to get down into the red zone and execute. You know, and obviously everything's tighter, windows are smaller, the field is kind of shortened. But I think we have a big emphasis here throughout the week of red zone execution. So I think being able to just kind of execute that is really the only way to improve it.
Has it been the execution? You know, where precision was thrown around, you guys aren't as precise?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think it's little things. You watch it. You know, I think, you know, for example, last week, we get down, you know, after Hearns has a big catch, A-Rob has a big catch, and we're down in the red zone on our second drive. You know, try a little play action pass, didn't work, throw it away, run the ball on second down, get it down to the two, and then have an opportunity on third down. You know, where Sadie's comes open on a stick route inside, and I bypassed him and went to Hearns, you know. So it's little things like that, staying true to a read that we've been doing since camp, you know, going 1-2 rather than bypassing one and going right to Hearns.
So having Julius Thomas not only in the middle of the field, but having him on the field in red zone, that would help tremendously.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, everybody knows what kind of player he is and the ability he has, and I think he'll only help that, especially in the red zone.
You've done really well. You seem to kind of get away from it in the second half. Was there a reason, something you saw that made you guys get away from play action?
No, not really. I mean, it's part of who we are. It's part of, you know, our offense and our identity. And it's, you know, something I think we're really good at, like you said. You know, I think the offensive line does a good job up front of selling the run. Backs do a good job, and guys run good routes. So I think we got to continue to kind of use that as part of, you know, who we are, and it's been something that has created big plays for us.
When Julius comes back, you guys haven't thrown, obviously, in a long time. Is too much to be made of you done rapport with him, or have you already thrown him enough before he got hurt? You know, is
right.
That... You know, I think we did a good job, you know, kind of creating some chemistry, and, you know, hopefully be able to pick up where we left off.
Have you seen teams focus more on TJ and sack box a little bit more as he's progressed?
Right. You know, not really. I think guys are kind of going to kind of play the run, you know, like they do week in and week out. I think he's done a good job. I think the guys up front have done a good job creating holes for him, which I think he's been really good.
Washington and
Walter's looking in the room. Marquis Delon looks like they'll have to have more.
Right. Yeah, yeah. They'll definitely have to step up and pick up some slack, you know, within that room. But they've done a really good job. They're both smart guys and really good players.
How do you build a team picture? I know that's it's an intangible thing. The winning quarterbacks do it. How do you do that?
You know, I think just being able to put your team in a spot to win, you know, whether it's, you know, you've played bad all game and you see it every week. You know, somebody doesn't play well the entire game and at the end of the game they get a 2-minute drill and an opportunity and they're able to come through. I think being able to do things like that, you know, just no matter what the situation or what's going on, giving your team a chance to come out on top.
Had the best red zone offense in the league last year in Oakland, so I mean, his schemes must work.
Yeah. It's all good stuff. I mean, you know, like I said, it's precision and attention to detail that I think is lacking, and, you know, it's definitely something that needs to improve for us to be able to execute it.